Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Legal Things. Today, we're talking about legal fees in a divorce. Here are some things you need to know about legal fees and how it may be incurred if you're engaging a lawyer to handle your divorce. In Singapore, legal fees can sometimes range from as low as $1,500 to $3,500 or even less in some situations for a simplified, uncontested divorce. That means a case where both spouses can agree on all the terms of the divorce, to as high as $10,000 or even $30,000 or more for a contested divorce, meaning a case where both spouses are contesting some terms of the divorce. Depending on your lawyer, your legal fees may or may not include disbursements and GST. If you are thinking of filing for a divorce, you should definitely arrange to discuss the estimated fees with your lawyer before you actually start your case. For a simplified, uncontested divorce, some lawyers charge a flat fee that may generally cover things such as the drafting of the basic divorce documents, administrative and filing fees charged by the court to submit the documents to the court, the admin fees for extracting or obtaining the interim judgment and final judgment later on when the divorce is finalized. And if you started your divorce based on the fee estimates given for a simplified, uncontested divorce, but you or your spouse later disagree on some terms or aspects of the divorce, and your case then becomes contested, then your lawyer will probably need to adjust his fees and estimates to take into account the change in the anticipated work required to handle your case. When it comes to a contested divorce, your lawyer will draft the divorce papers to start the case in court. And your lawyer will also need to apply to the court for the permission to serve or deliver the papers to your spouse via substituted service, meaning in other ways, a personal service of the documents couldn't be done. After being served with your divorce papers, your spouse may file and serve his own court papers to you in response, and your lawyer will then need to help you review them and advise you on how best to reply if necessary. Apart from preparing divorce papers, your lawyer may also need to prepare and send letters to communicate or negotiate with your spouse or your spouse's lawyer, or to discuss the case with them through calls, meetings outside of court, as well as court mediation sessions. During this process, your lawyer should also be helping you understand if your spouse's proposal for settlement or compromise is fair and can be accepted. During your case in court, the court may also schedule the case for court sessions called status conferences, where the couple or the lawyers are supposed to update the court of the case status, and your lawyer is supposed to attend these and represent you during them. The court may also fix mediation sessions at the family justice courts to assist you and your spouse in trying to settle the reasons for the divorce, as well as other ancillary matters, if possible, without going to trial. And your lawyer should also be attending these to explain, negotiate, as well as respond on your behalf. If you're unable to reach a settlement or agreement with your spouse on the ancillary matters, such as matters relating to the division of matrimonial assets, payment of spousal or child maintenance, or other child custody issues, then the court will fix a case conference to prepare you and your spouse for trial and make further and final attempts to settle the case before a trial. If your divorce only involves a dispute or disagreement relating to ancillary matters, the court will schedule an ancillary matters case conference where a judge will try to settle all contested ancillary matters and to try to avoid having a contested hearing later. Once again, your lawyer is supposed to attend all these sessions to explain to the judge what exactly you're asking for, as well as your reasons and evidence in support of your requests. If the ancillary matters continue to be disputed and contested, then your lawyer will also help you prepare to organize and disclose information about the assets that you own in your Affidavit of Assets and Means, or AOM, as well as to review your spouse's AOM. Your lawyer should also check if your spouse has sufficiently disclosed the existence and extent of his assets and advise you on applying to the court to direct your spouse to disclose even more information through a process called specific discovery if it appears that your spouse is not being open and honest with his initial disclosure of information. After all the information relating to assets have been submitted, the case will then be scheduled for a contested ancillary matters hearing which again, your lawyer will attend on your behalf to present the arguments in support of your case, which means trying to convince the judge that your requests and terms should be granted instead of your spouse's. Contested hearings can vary in length and duration, and your lawyer is likely to adjust his fees to correspond with the increased amount of work if necessary. At the hearing itself, the court will decide on the various contested ancillary matters based on the evidence presented to it, and the duration of the hearing will depend on the number of remaining contested ancillary matters and their complexity. So, now you know. If you've enjoyed listening to this and would like to hear more, subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts and follow me on TikTok and Instagram. And remember, it's not rocket science. It's just legal things.